This is the BioBalance Health Podcast, episode 26. I'm Dr. Kathy Maupin, founder and medical director of BioBalance Health. This podcast features my February 15th appearance on The Dave Glover Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
And when I wake up in the morning,
this is The Dave Glover Show.
Feel the on my face. Welcome back, guys. FM News Talk 97.1, Dave Glover Show, about 4:36. Trust me on this, we have a great show for you. We really do, all the way through. Most days when I say that, it's sort of, what do they call that?
Lying.
Yeah. But today it's really true. And Doc Hagan is here, and he's brought in our good friend, Dr. Kathy Maupin. Good to see both you guys.
Hey, Dave. Thank you. Good to
better
be here.
To see Kathy than you, but still.
She looks much
And you're kind of
me.
In my way of seeing her, so I don't really appreciate that. Last time you were here, Kathy, we talked a lot about men and testosterone levels. And today I think we're going to talk a little more about the females, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So all I know is that when women get to a certain age, my dad called it the change, back when my mom would act wiggy, and he'd say, boy, she's going through the change. I'm like, I don't ever want to see them. That's all I know. Menopause happens, and there's the perimenopause, then menopause, and then who the hell knows what comes after that. So walk us through.
Okay. At 40, that's when it starts.
Oh, damn.
I know, really early.
And probably 90% of people out there in the public wouldn't guess that.
No, but something's wrong. They know something's wrong with themselves, or they know something's wrong with their spouse.
Yeah.
Their wife's acting unusual.
Mm-hmm.
We all get a little, as women, we all get a little loss of our sexual libido. We get tired. We gain weight in the belly. We get like different people. We act like different people.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through this and it is not fun on either end. It's not fun for the men. It's not fun for the women. However, there is an answer to this, but medicine doesn't have a really good answer in mainstream. The answer is testosterone. The hormone you guys keep claiming is all yours is really ours too.
I would think that would be bad because it doesn't make any sense to say, let's give women testosterone. You would think it would make them grow beards and things like that. So,
well, only if you didn't know what you were doing, it would do that. But, you know, sometimes we get a little facial hair, but it's worth it because our sex drive comes back. We get our waistline back. It's, you know, we're counteracting the first step in aging, which is a lack of testosterone. And that happens to you guys, too, just later.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to have a preview. It's not fun.
Okay. So estrogen, testosterone, give me the 101 on that.
Okay. Testosterone is a hormone we have our whole lives. Goes up right at ovulation to
both
help us.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that women had testosterone.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, shut up. You didn't know that.
I did know that.
If there's one thing you didn't know today, it was that.
I knew that. I'm sorry. I just said something that I knew.
God, you make me mad.
All right, I'll forget it. I never do it. I'm sorry.
Kathy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then the second change is we lose our second hormone, which is progesterone. Mm-hmm. As we get through the 40s, we start getting PMS. That's a sign of lack of progesterone. Our sleep is bad. We're irritable. We're screaming. You know, if that doesn't make you leave, I don't know what will. But then the last thing to go really is estrogen, and that's estradiol. There's three kinds of estrogen, and estradiol is the young woman's estrogen. That goes away, and then you have menopause, and we're in that forever until we die.
This is all very depressing.
Yeah, but I've been doing this for 9.5 years, and I feel fine. Because I have it replaced.
From an evolutionary standpoint, I realize that, you know, you didn't set the plan up here. But why does this make any sense? From even like an evolutionary standpoint, why would this happen to people that, hey, you know what would be great? It's like right in the middle of their life, things just went in the crapper.
That's actually, our lifespan used to not be very long.
Good
it
point.
Used to be, you know, women, half of us died before we became 40 in childbirth.
Very good
now
point.
Now childbirth is very safe, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
But then we didn't get to 40 or 50. Every other mammal dies when they stop reproducing. And we stop reproducing well in our 40s. It's only clean water and medicine and immunizations that have made us live so long.
You just said a mouthful, though. That is so true. That we're just living longer than we're kind of supposed to.
Living longer, but not living better. Medicine has made us live so long, which is wonderful. And I'm so proud of medicine for doing that. But we need to live better. We need to not be in a nursing home for 25 years.
So there's what's wrong with us.
Yes.
Now help us. You hit the depressing part.
Yeah.
Now lift our spirits that something can be done.
It's a simple concept. At BioBalance, which is my practice, BioBalance Health, we replace what's missing. We replace the testosterone that you need, and that's usually the first thing. If you have PMS, we replace natural progesterone, and we replace it during the second half of the cycle to keep you from being PMS-y. Mm-hmm. Then when we get to menopause, as you progress, not you.
Yes.
As a woman progresses, we then replace the estradiol, and we do it in a non-oral form. And we talked about this last mm-hmm. time. You can't do it in an oral form because that goes through your liver and it changes into all kinds of other things. And they can't see this, but I'm talking with my hand. Sorry about that.
She's making little puppets.
Italian. It's difficult.
Yes. That's it.
So in any case, we shouldn't take estradiol or testosterone orally. I mean, that's my opinion. It's just not as safe. It's very safe.
Because your body synthesizes it into something else.
Yes. Makes it into bad stuff.
Okay.
Basically, I'll simplify it.
Please do.
But if we take it in some non-oral in fashion, and in my office, we use pellets. We put them under the skin of the hip, and they dissolve slowly over 4 months.
Does that hurt? It doesn't sound good.
We use just like the plastic surgeons, just like Rob, we use lidocaine with a buffering, and so it doesn't burn.
Okay.
So we use that, and then we put the pellets in, and then you're ready to go.
So it releases slowly as you need it over 4 months.
And you use – it's like a reservoir. You just get what you need.
Okay. And so if the women are out there who are saying, you just described me, all those horrible things, or the men pounding their horns right now going, amen, yep, I know her, name Susie, does everything just change for the better, or is it a bell curve? Like, you know, some people, and other people, they're just lollipops and flowers.
The worse you are, the better you'll feel because
you've
felt so bad that it's a miracle. Now, if you feel just a little bad, then you'll be back to normal.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Lynn, thanks for calling. You're on with Dr. Maupin. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And
sure.
I get it, Dave.
Thank you.
I was wondering, how do you start out? How would you start a woman who is older in their 50s going on 60? And two, does any of this replacement have a negative side effects, any cancer risks and stuff like that?
Okay, we'll take that one first.
Any
negative side effects?
Well, testosterone actually improves your immune system, so it has absolutely no cancer risks. The biggest risk is a little facial hair, and we have ways of preventing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, estradiol really has no risks in terms of breast cancer as long as you're taking it under the skin, not in an oral form. It's one of the metabolites that happens after you take an oral estrogen that causes breast cancer. So that's really the biggest issue. Now, how I would start somebody would be to check your hormones. And I would check your estradiol and your estrone and also thyroid, any other hormones that are related to this, like your adrenal gland. And also check health tests. I always do a metabolic profile and a CBC to make sure that you're healthy because mm-hmm. there are some other things that can cause you to be tired and that can cause you to be miserable. And I have to rule those things out. I also want to make sure that you get yearly GYN exams.
Okay. So you do the test, and it comes back, and you say, okay, here's this. And then do you make the specific pellet for the person, or you just use – how's that work?
Well, you know, that would cause a delay, and my patients wouldn't be very happy. So what we do is I figure out the dose, and then we actually cut the pellets into – the proper dose.
Gotcha.
So, and we discard whatever we don't use.
Okay. And the pellets are about how big?
Oh, they're smaller than an eraser. No, they're tiny. They're not exactly a grain of rice. They're bigger than a grain of rice and smaller than
an
eraser.
Could be a really big grain of rice, you know.
Yeah.
Hello,
could
Vince.
Be.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Vince.
Hey. I don't want to use my real name. I'm afraid my wife might be listening. But
good move.
She says she's going through menopause, man, and she's freaking crazy. She's hot. She's cold. She's moody. She's up. She's down. She's tired. She's not tired. It's driving me nuts.
But you say she won't see a doctor, though, right?
No, she won't see a doctor.
What reason does she give when you say, honey, why don't you just go see a doctor about this? What does she say?
It'll pass.
Ah.
How long's it gone on?
Oop, he's gone. Sounds like a good long time, though.
Yeah, if it's been a long time, it's not going anywhere. It's going to still be like this. After 2 years, if everything doesn't let up, then you've got that the rest of your life.
Now, why is that? Sometimes after 2 years, it kind of goes away?
Most women accommodate to it. I mean, they don't get their sex drive back or anything else. It's just they kind of get used to it, and they get less upset about it.
Yeah. How much of your sex drive do you get back with this? Assuming it all goes well, they get the right amount, they get what they need. How much does the female's libido come back with your help?
About when you were 25.
Get out.
Better than you can remember.
Seriously.
At 56, better than I can remember.
Wow.
You got anything in your purse?
Look at Clint. No kidding.
You got any samples? I'd like
we'll
to
just, you know,
by the
sprinkle it on. If it was that easy, it would be great.
Look, over there are bears.
Wow, I just felt like a pellet went in my hip. Be right back with Dr. Kathy Maupin. Kathy, as we go to break, how do people get in touch with you?
My number is 993-0963, area code 314. I'm in Creve Coeur.
And website?
Oh, my website is biobalancehealth.com.
Okay,
I've got everything there.
Right back with more of your phone calls.
There's a blood that's flowing.
This is the Dave Glover Show.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. We have Dr. Kathy Maupin here, biobalancehealth.com, correct?
That's right.
And we have Doc Hagan here, who's really not saying a whole lot, but he brought her in, so that's all we really need. But honestly, jump in, though, if you want. You blew my mind because it's so true that you said we're the only mammal that lives beyond childbearing, and we didn't used to. I mean, if you were 35, you were a very, very old, crusty man or woman, and now we're living to 80, 90, not uncommon at all to live into your hundreds. And, Doc, as you were just saying on the break, that we're just depleting. We're burning through our resources.
Right. I think, and this is one of the important things, having Kathy come and follow up, and it's that whole apprehension that we all have about maybe initiating some kind of hormone therapy. And I think within the next couple, I mean, Kathy's pushing the ball forward on this whole concept, and everybody's going to fall in line. And it's really, really important that you kind of be able to readjust yourself. As we talked about, it's like your empty cupboards, right?
Mother Nature gives us a certain amount of hormones to last our lifetime. We double that lifetime, so you're only going to have half as much as you need. It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. A lot of people calling in here with questions. Brian, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yes, about 9 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with Graves' disease. A month later, she had her thyroid destroyed. Mm-hmm. And like 3 months after that, she had a hysterectomy. And she's still alive.
That's a tough way to go. She must be miserable, or she's adapted well.
Now, what could you do for her? If someone has had a hysterectomy, is it all bets off, or can you still?
I mean, I've had a hysterectomy. I mean, I replaced the hormones. It's actually easier to replace in someone who's had a hysterectomy because I don't have to worry about the uterus having periods.
The levels, right.
So I just replace estradiol and testosterone in patients with a hysterectomy, and they are actually my most grateful patients because they come back.
Now, the body has a way of adapting to things. Does it do the same thing here? Does it say, okay, now I'm used to this, I'm going to get wiggy again? Or do you just kind of adjust it as you go over a period of years?
I adjust it back to young, healthy levels. So it's my goal to replace until I get to young, healthy levels. And when a patient has that, they feel great. I would also replace her thyroid as well, because Graves' disease runs its course. You usually have a hyperthyroid, and then they take out your thyroid, and then you have no thyroid, and usually it's under-replaced because everybody's worried about palpitations or a fast heart rate, which is something you think about, but it's much more important to have your thyroid. Here's why. If your temperature drops if your thyroid's low, if your temperature is not 98 or above, none of your enzyme systems in your body work. I mean, none. So you can't repair cells. Your body doesn't function normally. And thyroid's key to that. You have to have enough thyroid to make your temperature 98. That's it. You know, and most people, I can follow them by just doing their basal temperatures in the morning.
Okay, we talked about who would be a candidate, who would not. Like, for example, we were talking on the break that, as far as I know, everything's working with me, so you wouldn't augment it. Like, you hear some people like, oh, I have no erectile dysfunction, but I take Viagra because it just makes me all the better. You're saying, would never do that. If you have plenty of testosterone, I'm not going to put any more in your body.
I wouldn't even see that patient. That's why I do their lab first, because I'm not going to be caught in the situation where someone's pressuring me to give them testosterone if they don't need it. That's not what I'm here for.
Okay. And for females?
Same with females.
Same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And I usually, they're a little bit more complex in terms of their testosterone levels. Ours are much more variable, and there's a wider range of normal.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll sit down and talk to them before I decide, and they're not nearly as insistent. You know, they're not the weightlifters that want to have more testosterone. Sure. They don't understand that if I were to give them some, I would suppress all the testosterone they make themselves.
Gotcha.
Makes no sense.
Phone numbers, websites, how do people get in touch with you?
My website's www.biobalancehealth.com, and my phone number is 314-993-0963.
Very good. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Doc. Take a break. Be right back.